what happened was there was an Israeli company that was hired by the Office of Homeland Security in the state of Pennsylvania to look out at threats and potential difficulties for the state and the state police. And it would share its reports with various stakeholders, you know, the police, and in this instance with the oil and gas industry, because it did detect or assess that there was some threat from environmental extremists to Pennsylvania's oil and gas infrastructure. And that the basis of that is they're drilling in shale and trying to get gas out, and there is a certain degree of opposition. Well, this assessment became public when it was posted on the internet, and it created a lot of displeasure, and a lot of people felt their rights were violated because they weren't breaking the law in protesting this drilling. And when Governor Rendell discovered it, he terminated the contract, or it's set to expire in October, and he apologized. But people felt that they were being unfairly surveilled and unfairly being targeted for, you know, doing things that were perfectly within their rights as citizens. And it's just another case where domestic surveillance has kind of blown up in the face of those who are conducting it.
Does this hurt more legitimate efforts, would you say, in trying to track down some real bad guys?
Well, it's interesting because there really is a certain degree of environmental extremism, and there have been instances of vandalism. They tend not to be instances of terrorism against people, but more against infrastructure. There was a housing development that was torched in, I believe, the state of Washington. There have been other instances of various forms of eco-extremism. And so, you know, when you are responsible for applying all the laws, for enforcing them, you want to know every potential threat and every potential difficulty that you may face. Now, what's happening is, as we have brought Homeland Security down closer to the grassroots, there are more stakeholders and there are more agencies that get this information. The more you distribute it, the more potential there is for it leaking out or being exposed. And that's what happened in this instance. And it's not the only instance where it's happened. Back in 2009, the Department of Homeland Security Intelligence and Analysis Office had an analysis of right-wing radical groups in the United States, and that leaked. And when that leaked, there was a tremendous groundswell of opposition against the Department of Homeland Security. Secretary Janet Napolitano had to apologize to everyone. You know, on the one hand, we are promoting a culture of information sharing, but the downside of that is that this stuff leaks out, and sometimes, you know, these efforts do cross the line. They do violate people's rights. So, you know, for law enforcement, for domestic terrorism measures, you've got to walk that very fine legal, not only legal line, but a political line as well.
Finally, David, is there any kind of a connection here between the DHS, you know, and the state offices like in Pennsylvania here?
Not that I've seen. This was between the State Department of Homeland Security in Pennsylvania. It was with this Israeli company, the Institute on Terrorism. And there was also, it cited an FBI assessment that was done on August 23rd. The report is still on the internet, online, and you can read it for yourself. I think it's fairly benign. It's not alarmist in tone. It's just looking out for what may happen. Also, it was concerned with the safety and the security of Pennsylvania students who are traveling abroad. So that was another element of it. But it shows the delicacy of the Homeland Security effort in this country, and especially with everyone being involved in it and the sensitivity of the intelligence that's being gathered.